agree with you, Francis, and thank you for getting in touch with the Ashley and Brad Show. Again, the phone line is there for anybody to contribute thoughts about anything we're talking
any
about.
Any time of day. We're open 24 hours.
Well, any the phone line time is. Of day. Well, you know what? The podcast is 24 hours, so
that's
it could be
true.
Any time.
That's
so
true.
So I think, I don't know, it was yesterday, it was Friday. Somehow we were talking about Star Trek.
Uh-huh.
And I, of course, threw in Jean-Luc Picard. Make it so, number one. And so you said, I never watched Star Trek. And I was like, you got to watch. It's been around.
But it's not my genre.
Plus year.
It'd be like me asking you questions about stuff that's in my wheelhouse.
But then you equivocated it to Sex in the City.
I didn't equivocate the show.
Oh, yes, you did.
I'm saying if I asked you questions of something that was in my wheelhouse, I wasn't saying they're similar shows.
Well, anyway, Francis said, are you? No way, Ashley. No way. There is no comparability between the
not
two shows.
Comparability between the shows. That's not what I was saying.
But I think he was trying to say you shouldn't spend a lot of time watching that show and spend more time watching Star Trek.
No way.
It's a little better for you. Anyway.
Debatable.
No. Thanks, Francis, for getting in touch. The number is 888-922-7234. Lots of other texts to get to. Other people had other thoughts as well. But first news.
The Roundup with Ashley Page.
Well, how often do you buy or eat avocados? I would eat them every day if I could.
Yeah, we eat them often in our house.
Love them.
Yeah.
Well, that's good news because new research from the International Journal of Psychophysiology say people who eat avocados every single day are better at avoiding distractions. They are better at their ability to focus. So, and listen, Cinco de Mayo is coming up on Sunday, so I plan on having a lot of guacamole.
But
for
not
sure.
Every day. I'm not eating them every day.
I'm not either, but you know, when I see them in the store, if they're reasonably priced,
well,
then I will
luck
try
with that,
to
get,
because I do love them.
They're pricey.
So something new you're going to be hearing about, Amazon Pet Day. Exclusive discounts. You know how we have the Prime Day several times a year for stuff we don't need but buy anyway?
Yeah.
Now you can do it for your pet. Exclusive discounts on pet essentials, food, treats, toys, tech, all kinds of stuff. And it is starting 1 week from today. It's going to be May 7th and 8th. So Paramount Plus has announced the Rosemary's Baby prequel called Apartment 7A. The movie is about the previous residents of Rosemary's apartment.
I see.
Julia Garner leads the cast that will also include Diane Wiest. Love her. The film premieres this fall on the streaming service.
Okay, I'll say a polite no thank you.
Why?
Yeah, it's just a little...
Julia Garner, Diane
Wiest? Yeah, but it's Rosemary's Baby, for crying out loud.
It's the prequel.
Yeah, but you've never even seen Rosemary's Baby.
But it doesn't matter.
Stop! You don't even know what you're talking about.
Whole Star Trek, Star Wars universe of prequels you love.
Oh,
so
stop.
Those are okay?
No.
Uh-huh. And that's your news roundup.
Ashley and Brad.
Welcome in, everybody. Here it is, the 30th day of April 2024, the last day of the month, of course, which means tomorrow's May.
Tomorrow's May.
Yep, it's day 121 of the year, 245 days left in the year. Who's got birthdays? Right at the very top from Heroes, Adrian Pasdar is 59 years old. Johnny Galecki is now 49 years old. He's almost 50 from Big Bang and Roseanne.
Big Bang Theory, so good. And wasn't he the little boy in Vacation?
Yes.
The Christmas Vacation.
Yes, he was.
Yeah.
Exactly correct. Kunal Nayar is 43 years old, also from Big Bang Theory.
Yeah, he plays Raj, Kuthrapali.
Kirsten Dunst is 42 years old already. Wow. Diana Agron is 38. Gal Gadot. I had to make sure I got that glottal T in there.
She's Israeli, not French.
Right. Is now 39 years old. And Ana de Armas is 36. It happened on this date in history in 1789. G-Dub took the office to become the first president of the United States. George Washington.
G-Dub.
In case you didn't know it. In 1938, Bugs Bunny first appeared on screen.
Yay!
In Porky's Hare Hunt. And according to Warner Brothers themselves, he is an official fraternity brother of mine.
What do you mean, according to Warner Brothers?
They said that he is an Alpha Tau Omega from the University of Kentucky chapter.
So, really?
I'm just taking their word for it. In 1939, FDR was the first president to appear on television during the World's Fair opening ceremonies. In 1952, the first toy was advertised on television.
Oh, I think I know what it was.
Who was it?
It was either Mr. Potato Head or a Slinky.
Mr. Potato Head is correct. In 2009, Chrysler filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy.
Aww.
No more Chryslers on the road. No more any American cars on the road, hardly. In 2018, the world's oldest known spider, a female trapdoor, died at age 43 after being stung by a wasp.
How do they know?
I don't know. Perhaps she was in the corner of the garage of some inhabitants and just kept checking on her. Also, 2 years ago, this is when Naomi Judd died.
Yeah.
She was 76. Special events for today, Adopt a Shelter Pet Day. It's Bugs Bunny Day. We told you why. Day of the Child, Hairstyle Appreciation Day, International Jazz Day, Animal Advocacy Day, Bubble Tea Day, Honesty Day, just one day out of the year. That's
yeah,
it.
Yeah, right?
Military Brats Day, Spank Out Day, Mr. Potato Head Day, Oatmeal Cookie Day, and also Raisin Day. What if you were to combine oatmeal cookies with raisins?
What if you were?
How about that?
We might talk about that later.
You'd have a delicious cookie.
That's a stretch.
Oh, no. It's a very enjoyable cookie. You have a birthday and a special event. Tell us when yours is, and we'll celebrate. 888-922-7234.
Ashley and Brad.
Well, it's no mystery, it's no mistake that you're listening to this radio station. And why is that? Well, chances are it's because you like the music we play.
I would think so.
That may seem oversimplified, but it's really, that's why radio exists, is to draw people in to listen to the music they're playing. And yeah, sometimes the conversation as well.
Occasionally.
But it's mostly the music, and we know that. We get that.
Well, and everyone seems to have like their own specific or favorite genre of music.
Yeah.
But it's interesting because there's a study that came out that said the majority of people discovered their, quote, favorite music when they were teenagers. So the stuff that they were most... But the reason they picked it, which is why I'm like, I don't know if I agree with this. They say... because when we're teenagers, of course, we're forming our identities and stuff like that. So we pick things that are different from our parents, like is a rebellion. And I don't know that I agree with that.
Well, my father was very much into big band jazz. Listened to it all the time. Had hundreds of records. That was his go-to. Mom was, and she didn't really, she didn't listen to much music. So,
really?
Yeah, so jazz, yeah, it was pretty far field from what I was listening to, which was pop music of the 70s and 80s.
Right.
And then, which became known as classic rock, so...
But, I think it depends on the genre. Like, my mother listened to a lot of country and a lot of easy hits, you know, Johnny Mathis and, you know, that kind and Rupert Holmes and that kind of stuff. My dad listened to, I mean, everything. And we used to have big parties at the house and a lot of rock and roll, all kinds of stuff.
Okay.
There was always, you know, music playing.
Which means your genre then was what?
Was kind of everything. Like, I got into country as I got older, but it was definitely 80s and 90s music for me initially. Mm-hmm. But that kind of stuff wasn't around when my parents were... listening to music.
Okay.
But my mom listened to country. I listened. So I think certain genres.
So you're saying you were not rebelling against your parents?
No.
Really?
No. It's like all the stuff that they listened to. Now, had my dad been a huge big band jazz person, I don't know that would have continued.
I just remember it was a big deal when my dad started listening to some of my music.
Okay.
Like, he went out and bought a record from The Who because he liked the song.
That's a big deal.
Right. And he liked Pink Floyd, too. And I was like, all right, Dad,
and did you ever get into big band jazz?
I did, yeah. Okay. I actually like some of it, sure.
So how about you guys? Did you pick the music that you like because you were rebelling against your parents or because that's what they listened to as well?
888-922-7234.
Ashley and Brad.
Expanding your vocabulary each and every day here on the Ashley and Brad Show. The words, by the way, are accumulated. They're collected, curated, you might say, on our website, which is ashleybradradio.com. 287 so far.
It's a lot.
Yep. Click the link at the top when you go to ashleybradradio.com. You'll see the list pop up. Today's word.
Do it.
That's right. Today's word is a noun. It is Latin in origin from the 17th century. It is scintilla. Scintilla is your word. Do you need spelling music?
See, you know what?
I don't
know if it's like cynical, where it's with the C, or if it's an S. Like
interesting, yes.
Synchronized.
That's why I'd love for you to try and spell it. Scintilla.
And is it two L's? Is it the one L? Cintilla.
Is, I'm afraid, just
a bit outside.
It's S-C. I-N-T-I-L-L-A.
Oh.
Scintilla.
Oh, really?
That's right. It just means a tiny trace or spark of a specified quality or feeling. So every time we give the opportunity for you to win those fog hat tickets,
right,
there's a scintilla of hope in everyone's phone call.
Aha!
There's just the slightest chance. A scintilla of hope rose in his chest when the elevator door opened. So
when I did my taxes, there was a scintilla of hope I might get a refund.
Exactly. It was quickly dashed.
Quickly dashed.
For a moment, there was a little scintilla of hope.
Ashley and Brad.
Thanks, Grant, for getting in touch with our show. 888-922-7234. Brad, don't fall off the roof. I have to have the Ashley and Brad show every day. I know Ashley probably does her own stunts, but you should consider a double for that roof work.
I definitely do my own stunts. Not intentionally, but...
No, I'm trying not to. I'm holding on real tight. Thanks, Grant.
Well, Grant, come hold the ladder.
Yeah. Also, I totally agree with Katie. When you said Denny's is thinking about closing...
Uh-huh.
Where else would would-be rockers get breakfast after a gig?
That's true.
We need them. I mean, also would-bes and their groupies. That'd be her. But who doesn't like a late-night Denny's run if they're 24 hours?
Who hasn't done that a couple of times in their lifetime?
So now you're telling us they're going away?
Well, a lot more of them are. It's the underperforming store. They're trying to, so that they don't have to file. They're like, okay, let's figure out what to do.
I may not be economist, but that seems like this is a really horrible economy right now.
it's been a hot minute since it's been like this. Mm-hmm.
What do I know? Hey, let's find out what else is news.
The Roundup with Ashley Page.
Well, if you're like me and you've ever broken a bone, I've broken several.
Never.
Brad,
never.
Not one.
Yet.
But if you do, you know you need a cast for 6 weeks, 8 weeks, something like that.
Yeah.
Well, there may be a new treatment method on the horizon. It uses plasma irradiation and promotes faster bone healing.
Hmm.
Japanese scientists have already successfully tested the technique on lab rats. They found that the bones not only healed quicker, but the strength of the healed areas after irradiation was 3.5 times stronger.
Hmm.
Than that of the non-irradiated ones.
But
that's interesting.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah. Not that I'm hoping to break any more bones.
Well,
I've broken enough, but...
Plus radiation is...
Well, it's irradiation.
Okay.
It's a Yes, it's not the same.
Right.
So could Jif's new flavor be the next evolution of peanut butter? The new flavor? Peanut butter and chocolate flavored spread. Similar to what Smucker's did. Remember the goober, the mashup of the
peanut butter and jelly.
The peanut butter
with
and jelly.
The stripes in the jar.
It was, right.
I remember that.
So instead of being the stripes up and down, this one is blended into one spread. And compared to the leading hazelnut spread that includes cocoa, this new combination contains 50% less sugar.
Well, this is basically a less sugar Nutella is what they're saying, but without
hazelnut.
And with
peanut butter.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Yeah.
Peanuts instead of hazel.
Yeah.
Got it.
Well, summer blockbusters are lining up, and one such film is If. I loved the trailer. I think I need to borrow your son to go to this. A live-action animated fantasy comedy written, produced, and directed by John Krasinski about a young girl and her neighbor, played by Ryan Reynolds, who can see everybody else's imaginary friends. It's filled with an army of celebrity voices, including Steve Carell, Matt Damon, Jon Stewart, Maya Rudolph, and the late Louis Gossett Jr.
Hmm.
If opens in theaters May 17th. And that's your news roundup.
Ashley and Brad.
Game time on the Ashley and Brad radio program, and you can play along, listener. We invite you, encourage you, nay, want you to shout along with us as we play a version of kind of a game that we've played before. It's Everybody Knows That Movie Quote.
Oh, so everybody knows that movie quote.
Yeah, I'm going to read you every bit of the quote except the last line, the last word.
Okay.
And you have to give me that last word of the quote in 30 seconds. Let's see how many we can get. Are you ready?
Yes.
Here we go. Shut up. You had me at...
Hello.
You're going to need a bigger...
Boat.
I see dead...
People.
Houston, we have a...
Problem.
Warriors come out to...
Play?
Yes. Show me the...
Money.
Here's looking at you.
Kid.
Life moves pretty...
Fast.
To infinity and...
Beyond.
I'll be...
Oh, my gosh. Home? There? I'll be...
All right. Lions and tigers and bears.
Oh, my.
I'm the king of the...
World!
May the force be...
With you. What's the I'll be?
Back. I'll be back.
Oh. If you'd have said it like that, I would have gotten it.
Yeah.
Ashley and Brad.
Well, it's coming, he said here on the Ashley and Brad Show, almost like an out-of-control 18-wheeler down the freeway.
What's that?
The four-day work week, it's still being discussed in great numbers.
Well, because so, they're looking all around the world that everybody else has done it, and their productivity is up.
I'm not sure that we could reduce our productivity anymore. Because we're having
As Americans, or you mean as me and you?
Well, Americans. We're having a hard time people showing up for those 5 days already.
So if you went to four.
I don't think this is going to be a good combination for us.
Well, restaurants and retail are the ones that need to be there that would never qualify for this, and radio. But if you did qualify, if your workplace thought, let's go to the 4 hours, but it's four longer.
Four 10-hour days. Right.
Right. 4 days. Would you pick the four-day work week or the 5 work days that you're already working with a raise? What would you prefer to do?
Well, who says that the employer is going to give them a raise anyway?
Probably. Well, but if you go to the 10-hour 4 days, you would get that extra money, right? And you just get the day off.
No, it'd still be the same pay. You're just taking
a day off. But you're getting a day off.
Okay. But you're
always guaranteed a three-day weekend.
You're supposed to be working 10 full hours a day.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, but if you had to pick, would you rather have the money or the day off?
I mean, look, it doesn't apply to this job.
I know, it doesn't.
We only work 4 hours a day. we've been off for quite some time.
We're on the air for 4 hours. That doesn't mean that's all we work.
Okay, 4 hours and 1 minute then. So, anyway, look, we're not going to try and pretend that we work an 8 full hours a day.
And so our job is kind of excluded.
Right, exactly. But for everybody else who works an 8-hour, I don't know.
They say most people would take the 4-day work week. Almost 3/4 of us would take that because you're guaranteed a 3-day weekend every weekend.
Yeah. But it's the 10 hours of working that people may have a sticking point with. But
what about you guys?
You get off at 7 o'clock at night? Really?
Yeah.
Every day?
Well.
And miss dinner and, okay.
Well, then you
or start earlier, but okay.
I don't know.
You're going to start at 7 a.m. instead of 9, which means you got a back time, get up at 5:15.
I know.
Okay. What are you going to do, employer or employee? Let us know. 888-922-7234.
Ashley and Brad.
Aren't there days, he asked here on the Ashley and Brad Show, coming out of the music, aren't there days you just feel like giving a big old scream for something? In a word, you betcha.
You betcha.
In several words, absolutely. You got it. I do. I feel like screaming a lot of times sometimes. There are things that are out of my control, and what are you going to do?
Most things are not in your control.
You have to accept them and just go, huh.
Right.
All right.
Don't you feel better after like a big primal scream?
Yeah. But I prefer those type rooms where you can go in with a sledgehammer to the
break glass.
Yeah. Take it out on the hood of a car, something like that. Every once in a while, that might feel good. But there's a website that can help you with this now.
Yeah, it's really kind of an interesting thing. There used to be a phone number. We called it a couple of times, I think, like an 800 number where you could just call and rant about something other people can then hear what you're talking about.
Yeah.
This is a similar type thing. It's a screamintothevoid.com, and you type in what you want to scream.
Yeah.
And then you hit scream into the void. It just goes into a big black hole on the internet somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you've got something, and I don't know if you can go onto a whole paragraph or if it's just one little thing you can type in, but if you're angry and you just want to yell at someone, but you can't.
This is where you do it. So I just typed in caller 9 wins fog hat tickets.
Yeah.
And then you press the button.
It doesn't say caller 9. It just goes into a scream.
It screams for you, I guess.
I want to do the scream, right?
I don't think this it's got it backwards. I think you are supposed to scream.
That's what I would think.
Yeah. But that's what our phone line is for. People can scream any type of their feelings.
Sure can.
At 888-922-7234.
Ashley and Brad.
It's Ashley and Brad, and thanks for getting in touch, listeners, to everything that we're discussing. We had talked yesterday about the differences between those drive-in safaris and the zoos.
Right.
Wayne, and I'm just going to quote exactly what he says, lest I get hit incorrect. But Wayne says, I prefer the safari parts only because when you go to the zoo, you see them in the cages with that lifeless stare in their eyes.
Aww.
I know that feeling. I'm married, so I understand their pain. And I said to him, I'll repeat your quote, but you better duck when I do. He says, LMAO, I'm over 50 and in the pasture waiting like an elephant to die.
Oh.
Wayne, come on.
Oh, I feel your pain, Wayne.
Snap out of it, Wayne.
Come on, my friend.
You're listening to the Ashley and Brad Show. And that's going to bring you out
of it. That's awesome.
But thanks for getting in touch. 888-922-7234 with a spot of news.
The Roundup with Ashley Page.
Well, if you love avocados, you might want to try to eat them a lot more. Now, Cinco de Mayo is coming up this weekend, so you might have access to more than you normally eat. But go buy your own. At least according to the International Journal of Psychophysiology, new research from them says people who eat avocados every day are better at avoiding distractions. It can improve their ability to focus. So maybe before I do a big project, I should just down a couple of avocados. So a new study found rocking chairs are good for our health. A study from the University of Rochester found daily rocking among Alzheimer's patients reduced their anxiety, lifted depression, improved their balance, and lessened the need for medications.
Who doesn't like a good rocking chair?
You know, it's so funny because when my kids were babies, I had that little glider rocker. So
yeah.
I could feed them. And I do remember actually sitting in there, even when they were older, before we gave the rocking chair away, and just rocking in it.
Oh, yeah. I had literally an old-timey rocking chair from, like, I don't know, the 1900s.
Wow.
That was from my parents' grandparents.
You should have kept it.
It was in my room, and I actually, as a kid, would just sit and read and rock in there.
Where is it now?
No, I'm long gone, I'm
sure.
Yeah, but I used to love sitting in that
thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
So Jeff Probst revealed that Survivor's landmark season 50 is going to feature all returning contestants. Survivor first started to bring back players in the Survivor All-Stars in season 8, but season 50 of Survivor is going to start filming around Memorial Day next year, 2025, and will air in the spring of 2026.
Okay. I know it started, obviously, 25 some odd years ago.
I loved that show.
Saw maybe an episode of it.
The whole first season, in fact, the first like two or three seasons, I watched.
I just never caught on to all of that reality stuff.
Well,
Big Brother and
that
this.
That was just so new. That was. Yeah. I think that one sparked all those other ones. But
oh, it did.
I just thought it was so interesting in the very beginning.
Yeah.
But if you're into it, season 50 is going to be on CBS around the corner. And that's your news roundup.
Ashley and Brad.
Game Time is the Ashley and Brad radio program gets to invite you into finding out what the generations know. This is a board game called Mind the Gap, and on each card, there is a question for the four generations, which is Baby Boomer, Millennial, Gen X, and Gen Z.
And they haven't included Alpha because I don't think anybody would get those right.
In 15 years, they'll include Generation Alpha, but for now, those are the ones. It's a two-part game, so we'll take turns asking each other questions. Let's start with your boomer category.
Okay.
In what 1959 movie would you find the characters Francie, Moondoggy, and the Big Kahuna?
Hawaii Five-O?
Not Hawaii Five-O. No. Gidget is the name of that.
Oh.
Which then, of course, later became a television series.
How about that?
Let's try from Gen X. Before jump drives or iClouds, Gen X stored digital information on these 5-inch squares. What were they?
A CD-ROM.
No. A
disc.
What kind of disc? Not rigid, but
floppy.
Yes, floppy disk is the answer I was looking for. Millennial questions. Say what again? Say what again? I dare ya. Is said by which actor in the 1994 film Pulp Fiction?
It's got to be Samuel L. Jackson
Of course it is. That was the easiest one on there, I think. And then finally from Generation Z. What TV show took place in the town of Mystic Falls, Virginia?
That sounds really familiar.
Does it really? Okay.
That wasn't Twin Peaks. That was Alaska.
No.
Party of Five?
No, not Party of Five. The Vampire Diaries.
Vampire Diaries.
Did you ever watch that show?
I've seen a couple of episodes.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Two.
All right. There's part one of Mind the Gap.
Ashley and Brad.
Part two on the Ashley and Brad Show of a game that we're playing here called Mind the Gap, where each card is a question about the different generations.
All right, we're going to start with Boomer for you. With what singing group did Little Anthony have success in the 1950s and 60s with hits like Tears on My Pillow?
That would be Little Anthony and the Imperials?
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Okay, on your Gen X card.
Mm-hmm.
I love this. What claymation character on Saturday Night Live would say, "Oh, no!"
Here comes Mr. Bill's dog. Mr. Bill,
yes.
Of course. Oh, no.
He was like the Kenny before Kenny existed.
Exactly.
on South Park.
Right.
Oh, this was a great movie. Forrest Gump.
Mm-hmm.
What university did he attend?
He went to Alabama.
He did.
He actually played on the Crimson Tide,
That's
too.
Right. I love that movie. All right. Now for your Gen Z question.
Okay.
From the #/Octothorpe category,
mm-hmm.
What is said before aggressively throwing something?
Huh?
What do they say? What is said before aggressively throwing something?
This is a hashtag question?
It
Meaning
is.
It comes with a hashtag before it?
No. Well, you could, but this is the category where it's got the...
I'm going to guess only what my son says, which was a thing that I was like, really? Whenever he would throw something...
Uh-huh.
And I'd say, why do you say that? And he goes, that's what we say before we throw something. He's, mind you, in fourth grade.
Yeah. Well, yeet. He would know. Yeet. Yeet is it.
I just don't
Why
understand.
Do they do it? I don't.
I couldn't
I
begin
don't.
To find out why.
I'm just letting you know that's the
yeet.
Answer
yeah.
to the question
okay.
is yeet.
Yeah.
Ashley and Brad.
I wish I were making this up here on the Ashley and Brad Show, but a recent poll of college graduates.
Okay.
From, you know, within the last couple of years, said that to feel comfortable, for them to feel comfortable coming out of college, they need a job that's at least $160,000 in pay.
It's a lot. It's a lot of money.
And I was like, who wouldn't want that job for $160,000?
Right?
But right out of college?
Not only right out of college.
Hmm. And a company car and benefits and everything. I was like, wow, you guys are shooting high.
The amount of money that people need to feel financially secure. And granted, it's different for everybody.
Yeah.
But the average American believes, like when you get to a certain age and you're like, oh, I'm going to be retiring. I think I'm going to need about X. What
yeah.
is X for you? Where you'd still maybe have to work or do something little. But you could comfortably retire.
Yeah. I don't ever plan on retiring, per se, because I don't think that's going to happen.
Well, not so, with this number at the end of the sentence.
Not with this job, I can tell you. But that's what I'm saying is that it's harder and harder for, I think, a lot of people to retire these days because life's pretty expensive. I don't know if you've noticed.
And
so.
Listen, trying to be financially secure, which is, I think, the goal.
Yeah.
According to this, the average American believes that they need to have $1.2 million in net worth. That's in your house,
yeah.
your cars, your
I was
going to
say, I would say the nice round number of a million. I'm sure everyone's going to say
million.
That.
But on top of it, knowing just that you have that million in a, you know, whatever, you're, mm-hmm. you know, that's not liquid assets, of
right.
course. But
right.
in addition... $285,000 of an annual salary. Are you kidding?
$285,000.
There's like, that is, you're
wow.
in the what, 5% category
you're,
with
you're
that?
You're in the extremely small percentile,
right.
I would
right.
think.
Right. So while I believe I would love to have that in
yeah.
a bank and be able to pull that down annually,
mm-hmm.
see, I mean, at what point do you just go, okay, reality now?
Well,
I work in radio.
That's exactly it. As long as today the bills are paid and the lights are on, then that's considered a success.
So you're not worried in the least as to what it's about today.
Exactly correct. Yeah.
So I'd like mm-hmm. to kind of worry about the future, though.
Yeah, but there's your question, listener. What's the number that's going to make you feel secure at 888-922-7234?
Ashley and Brad.
Well, thanks, Mike H. We see your text here at 888-922-7234. Regarding the backhanded compliment, or in his case, a gesture, he's saying, when you see a friend you haven't seen in years and the first thing to do is pat your belly.
I've never had that happen.
Yeah, have you? Oh, sure.
You have?
Yeah, that's what I said at the old, you know, the backhanded, literally, they'll tap your belly with the backhand and go, hey, home cooking's been good, huh?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Do you want me to do that to you?
I don't think girls do that.
Not to your face, they don't. But guess what they're talking about behind your back?
I'm sure. I'm sure.
Yeah, that's right. Also, a request from Mike H. He would like for you to spell Pneumono ultramicroscopic silica volcanoconiosis.
Give me 7 days and I will.
But thanks, Mike H.
What a word.
Yeah. 888-922-7234 is the phone number. Thanks, Mike. Here's news.
The Roundup with Ashley Page.
Well, if you've ever broken a bone, and I have broken several, Brad has never broken
one.
You know that you need a cast for usually at least 6 weeks, but there might be a new treatment method on the horizon. It uses plasma irradiation to promote faster bone healing. Japanese scientists have already successfully tested the technique on lab rats. They found that not only did the bones heal quicker, but they also healed with a strength of 3.5 times stronger than those of non-irradiated ones. Wow. Very interesting technique.
How about that?
So Fiber One, the brand known for macro-friendly bars and brownies, has released their latest innovation, Fiber One Donuts. They come in two flavors, chocolate and strawberries and cream, contain only 3 grams of sugar with 4 grams of fiber. Well, Paramount Plus has announced a new docuseries about the Lollapalooza Music Festival, of course, because we're, you know, right smack in the middle of festival season and will remain the rest of the summer. Lolla, the story of Lollapalooza, a 3-part documentary produced by MTV Entertainment Studios, shows us the journey in the summer of 1991 when the Lollapalooza Music Festival was born. The documentary will premiere on the streaming service, again, Paramount Plus, on May 21st. And that's your news roundup.
Ashley and Brad.
Well, truth be told, here on the Ashley and Brad Show, kids have it way better today for a whole host of reasons. One, and this is the one I'm focusing on for this break. One, you can go to the store, party store, whatever kind of costume store, almost year round. I mean, you got to wait sometimes for Halloween, but the party stores, they are way more expansive in terms of all of their costumes they have, specifically superhero. When I was a kid,
oh, well, that's huge.
You had to get a towel and a clothespin and some rain galoshes, and that's how you made your Superman costume. Now you can just go buy a unitard.
Well, that's true.
You got your, voila, instant superhero.
But you tend to wear shirts. You've got a ton of like Captain America and Star Trek and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
But when you wear those shirts, is it just a shirt to you, or are you like, I feel like Captain America today?
Are you serious? That's your question?
That's, they say, when people, adults, wear superhero shirts, they feel subconsciously stronger for the day.
No.
You don't feel invincible or like, I feel like Superman today.
I sometimes forget that the shirt that I'm wearing is, like if I'm wearing Star Wars, like my May the 4th shirt or something like that, I do not feel like Darth Vader.
But when you're out and you see somebody else, you're like, hey man, great shirt.
I've gotten that compliment several times.
And doesn't that make you feel like, oh,
thank you. But it's about the shirt. I mean, it's like I had a Rush shirt on the other day, and the guy's like, hey, man, nice shirt.
You didn't feel like Geddy Lee that day?
No, of course not. I'm just like, yeah, I like the band. I'm supporting them. That's all.
So how about you guys? When you wear a certain shirt, does it make you feel like, hey, I got this?
Love to know. 888-922-7234.
Ashley and Brad.
Oh, let's talk about social media here on the Ashley and Brad Show, because we have to.
Well, it's social.
It is. So is radio. Radio is the original social media.
That's true.
Long time ago. But today's social media, I'm using my air quotes.
Right.
It's scrolling on a phone, which I am loathsome to a degree about it. Yes, I do engage it myself. I will occasionally scroll here and there. I just don't do it to the degree that others, I think, maybe are.
Well, it keeps us less social, I think.
Of course, it has created such worse things for our society.
So aside from social media and being online, what is some of your other favorite social activities?
Just going to hang out with people, having meals together.
Actually talking to them, looking at them in the face.
Face to face, looking at their eyeballs and having a conversation instead of something that's texted or emailed or something.
Yeah.
We do this with our, you know, church life group every week. Been doing it for years.
And everyone's got to put their phone away, right?
Everyone's got to put their phone away and actually converse and be right in each other's lives.
But when you have dinner with people, because that's on the list, people love to spend time with their family and friends, but I forgot what they call it when you're talking to somebody and they're looking at the phone. And
oh, we can't tolerate that. Now, the kids at the table, they're almost always still on their phone, even if they're at the part of the conversation. And I can guarantee you they're like scrolling something. But no, we don't know. If you're looking at, if you have friends over, they're having a conversation with you.
Phone time. Spending time with family and friends, I think, is huge. But they say, you know, eating out, going to movies, things like that. And the number one thing, and I love this, like you mentioned earlier, radio was the very first form of social media. It's listening to music.
Okay.
I mean, having people over and just listening to music. And, you know, it's music festival time. I love to get out and listen to live music, concerts in parks.
It's a solitary thing for me. I'm not having groups of people over to listen to music anymore.
No, but when you want to go out to a local concert, they have them in the park in the summer times and stuff. Don't you love to go out and do that with a bunch of friends?
Those are fun, yes. Won't say they aren't, but I often listen to music just by myself.
Okay, what about you guys? What's your favorite social activity that's not social media?
Yeah, you don't have to plug it in. Let us know at 888-9-AB-RADIO.
Ashley and Brad.
Fun fact time with us, Ashley and Brad, bringing you tidbits of information, which we mentioned earlier today on the 30th of April is National Raisin Day.
Yeah, don't you remember that ad campaign with the California raisins?
And they
Yeah, that was super cute.
Singing along, yeah. We all grew up eating little tiny boxes of the snack raisins in our lunchbox.
Exactly, the little red with the little sun-made.
Sun-made,
and they say nature's candy. And when you think about it, they're just little tiny sun-made grapes.
Mm-hmm.
But it's interesting because there's usually two groups of people.
Okay.
Those that think that they are fantastic little treats, and those of us who think that they ruin a perfectly good cookie. I like raisins, but not...
No. Raisins are awesome in an oatmeal cookie? Come on.
If you know it is and you don't think it's chocolate chip,
no,
take a bite.
No.
They've shown up through history, by the way, in literature as healthy snacks from everyone from the Egyptians to Christopher Columbus. And you can even make your own. Have you ever taken grapes and put them outside and left them?
No.
You can actually make your own grape.
I'm aware.
And they're called nature's jelly bean, but I like jelly bean jelly beans.
Yeah. And didn't everyone, when we were first hiking, who am I talking to? I'm sorry. I forgot I was talking to Ashley Page here. When you used to go hiking, you'd make gorp. Good old raisins and peanuts, the original trail mix.
The original trail mix.
Yeah.
But I do like to throw M&Ms in mine. I'm sorry.
I'm sure you do.
I just love the M&Ms. But listen, pick up a little red box today because they are an excellent source of fiber.
Ashley and Brad.